So it is 12:45. I'd like to call to order the Human Resources Committee for Mount Pleasant. First item was called to order, done. Second item, approval of minutes from the August 5th, 2019 meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
And interesting, did you guys look at the minutes? I guess this is our once a year Human Resource Committee meeting, and it was so interesting to go back and look and see what the lay of the land were, right, and what the concerns were back then. And it seemed to be the competition for human resource, right? The people were trying to steal employees, and it was really, really hard to get people to come to work for the town. So you guys were strategizing all kinds of things that you could do to attract people. And now here we are, unemployment rates, right, where they are. And it's just, it was super interesting to go back and look at that. I'm sorry? Oh, sorry. We took the vote?
No, yeah, we just did the motion.
Just make a motion that we approve the minutes from.
Yep, we did.
Yep, we did.
Just got a vote. All those in favor?
All in favor? Thank you.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. And number three is public comments. If we have anybody wishing to speak at this moment. Nope. Moving on. Fourth in the agenda, we have review and possible action with regard to human resource guidelines. So we can get started.
I'll kick it off.
Presentation.
Excuse me for the chocolate in my mouth. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Members of the committee, Madam Chair. As you mentioned, Madam Chair, we come back every so often with some items, assuming you're comfortable with the item on the agenda that's being proposed. And every so often, there's a list of items that require a committee to be aware of and perhaps addressed. And Megan does a good job of keeping track of what they are, especially as laws change and changes to our human resource guidelines need to be considered. And so we're ready for that today, and thank you for taking the time to be with us to discuss it. And Megan, would you go ahead and begin?
Absolutely. So we have a couple of items to address if you like to look at what our suggestions are, and I'm not sure if you can.
Thank you, Barbara. Appreciate it. Good afternoon, everybody. Wanted to review, if I could, some items that we have proposed for your consideration. And I'm going to go through these, and if at any time you have any questions, if you wouldn't mind, just stop me right then and there. We can go over them. A lot of these are minor things, but we do make a resolution anytime we change the human resource guidelines. So we'd like to amend the computer policy to refer to IT regulations rather than contain it in its entirety. And that just gives us some flexibility as we update the IT policy that we don't have to keep updating the HR guidelines. Amending the travel policy to allow department managers to use the town credit card when they go on business trips. Amend the vehicle use policy to address any disciplinary consequences if an employee misuses a town vehicle, deleting an allowance and noting the town administrator approves vehicle assignments. Any requests for tuition reimbursement would be approved by the human resource director instead of the town administrator. Amend the substance abuse policy to identify that the use of some CBD products may result in a positive drug test result and clarify that post-accident testing is only done for reasonable suspicion. Yes?
Can we just clarify that it's not all CBD, right? There's some CBD products that would be allowed or no? That this includes all?
So the problem with CBD oil products, it could be, but you're taking a risk.
Okay.
And so what we're trying to do is identify to employees that if you use CBD oil products, they're not regulated by the FDA. Therefore, we don't know exactly what ingredients are in them. If you happen to buy one that has a high level of THC in it, it will show that you are positive for marijuana. So it depends on which product you buy. And I think the intent of this amendment and the policy is just to say buyer beware.
Right.
You can use it if you would like to, but if you're in an accident, there's reasonable suspicion that something contributed to that, then you're tested. You're taking a chance if you're using them.
Okay.
We wanted to amend our overtime policy to allow payment to employees. Right now, it just has the fire department at an overtime rate of 1.5, regardless of if you reached your Fair Labor Standards Act hour threshold, when you have to stay because you're meeting minimum staffing requirements or is approved by the town administrator. So it's not something that happens very often, but we want the flexibility when it does. Amend the emergency policy to state that employees called in to serve during an emergency may be eligible for the overtime rate regardless of FLSA if approved by the town administrator. And amend the payroll error policy to state employees will be paid by finance as soon as possible if we made an error and left them short instead of having a specific day right now in our policy. We'd like to also amend the acting pay policy. Right now, it allows for a 3% increase when a department manager determines that an employee will be required to perform a significant amount of work. But we've always kind of used that when somebody in a pay grade higher than you, like your manager or supervisor, is out. But we've realized that sometimes when your coworker's out, it also has a major effect. And they have to be out for at least 4 weeks before it can be considered. Increase bereavement leave from 5 to 7 workdays for spouse, domestic partner, and child, and increase it from 3 to 5 days for parents, siblings, in-laws, and stepchildren. And we prorate all leave for firefighters because they work one day and they're off two. They always they have to take less days off, but we're increasing theirs equitably as well. Amend the bereavement policy to allow administrative leave when employees attend the funeral of a retiree. We've come to a point where we have a lot of retirees who still mean a lot to our employees, and we have coworkers in there right now and immediate family members of coworkers.
I'm so sorry. Can we go back to the last slide? On the first two items under pay and benefits, are those only applying? Those are overtime payment is just to hourly employees, not salaried. Is that correct?
Hourly employees would be subject to getting the 1.5 times their hourly rate, yes.
Okay, so it doesn't apply to salaried employees.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And bereavement leave, is that paid leave?
It is. If I have to be absent for a week because my spouse passed away, I would receive bereavement leave instead of using vacation.
Okay.
And we're going to propose amending the family medical leave policy to allow parents of newborns to take their leave intermittently. The employers have a choice. You can make them take it 12 weeks straight or 8 weeks for baby bonding and they can't break it, or they can take it intermittently. We like to move to intermittently. That's feedback we've received from our employees. And work schedules may be modified to accommodate that. And we just want to clarify the town can place employees on family medical leave status after 3 days. That's part of the law, and we just want to spell it out in the policy. We have a donation of leave benefit policy, and we want to just qualify some examples of what catastrophic would be because it's very rarely used. And we'd like to clarify that the longevity policy for part-time temp employees, that they're not eligible for our longevity award, and that the time they worked as a part-time temp through a staffing agency does not qualify. It starts when you become a full-time budgeted employee. We do have some people who go from being, you know, recreation seasonal to full-time jobs with us, and that's when the clock would start ticking. And also, we amended that at town council meetings, we will only recognize people who have 25 or more years of service instead of 20. And then we just need to add the fitness center, just because we gave everybody a policy about some of our expectations with regard to access and taking care of the equipment. And then it's interesting, Ms. Corley, you mentioned looking at the old minutes about struggling for talent. And right now, COVID has changed a lot of things. The municipalities, I meet with the HR directors of our local municipalities every month, and we were just talking about recruitment at this past meeting on Friday and the one before that. And most of us are doing freezes right now. But what we're saying is as soon as we come up from that, we still are competing with each other. And what happens is, unfortunately, sometimes we lose people to the other local municipalities, Charleston County. If they're paying more, they have better benefits. And so we were looking at this because we wanted to consider that we aren't able to give raises or implement the Archer study right now. And because when we are recruiting, one of the things that has changed is that younger employees are looking for time off, whether they take it or not. They want to have that time off. And so we've kind of put this in here for that consideration, that we do need to still be competitive when we recruit, and offering better benefits is something that we want to be able to do. We are mainstream right now with our competitors. So as you can see in the chart, we propose increasing accruals for vacation leave to foster competition and also retention. Does not have a direct impact to budget. It's just that employees would not be working during that time.
When an employee leaves the town, do they get paid their vacation days?
Up to 135 hours.
Okay. So there could be some a financial impact from this.
So if we change and increase it, so for instance, if I have 200 hours of vacation right now, I'm only going to get paid out 135. If we increase it to 210 hours of vacation, I'm still only going to get paid out 135, and I may or may not be able to use the extra 10 hours while I'm working.
And these numbers are now better than our competition?
They're slightly better than our competition.
Okay.
Because right now we're aligned with our competition, like, perfectly. Yep. And kind of looking off the same thing with Archer in the study, we do have less holidays than some of our local competitors, so we were hoping to consider adding President's Day as an observed holiday. And we wanted to clarify that personal holiday hours, this is just a payroll thing. Some people work 8-hour shifts, they switch to 10-hour shifts, and when they switch, the intent of a personal holiday is to give a full day off, so it would switch with them. But if they just change their shifts, it's a bank for them. And then for the two-day holidays, one of our policies is you have to work the scheduled day before and after the holiday or you forfeit your holiday pay. And what we found out is that we have two-day holidays, and sometimes the guys are able to work one of them but not both. And instead of taking 2 days of holiday pay away from them, we propose taking 1 day of holiday pay away from them. And then also kind of goes back to that recruitment and retention. Things have changed since 2007 when we were forced to save for retiree health insurance with GASB, Governmental Accounting Standards Board 45. And we no longer have to make an annual required contribution. We do, however, make a contribution every year called an actuarial determined employer contribution. And we had two different ages, and we'd like to align both of the ages to age 55. So you have to be at the town for 20 years. You have to actually retire from the state retirement system. They have different ways, different criteria by which you can retire. And right now it's 60 and 55, and we would like to align them both with age 55. Any questions?
No.
Okay. And then just some Scrivener changes that I like to just for myself keep track of everything that's changing, so I make sure I get everything in there. So just moving some stuff around, clarifying. And that's up for your consideration.
Go ahead. I have a question on the Scrivener changes.
Yes.
Just the adding for cause in the termination policy, what does that mean?
It just means that it will clarify that we're firing someone. You know, in our world, a termination, in HR, a termination can mean you resigned or you were fired. So we want to clarify that termination for cause means that you were fired.
I see. So it's not, because we're an at-will state.
That's correct.
Right? So it's not creating any sort of obligation that we can only let people go for cause kind of thing.
That's correct. In fact, this was a note I had from consulting with an attorney about just clarifying that in our policy. Suggested.
And then the deletion of harassment of vendors, what was
so we have a harassment policy in there right now that says, you know, we have to guarantee you a safe work environment, and that means we expect no harassment on the part of our employees. Or if somebody visits us, if I have a visitor and they come to HR and they harass my employee, I need to protect my employee and provide a safe environment. For some reason, the policy that we had vendors in it. Protecting vendors if they are harassed, and it really just doesn't fit. If they felt like they were harassed, they'd go back to their employer to deal with it.
Rather than coming to us.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I would just like to say, first of all, thank you for taking so much time to put all this together. It was mentioned earlier about unemployment and the difference between where we were a year ago and now. And as recently as February, we had the lowest unemployment in our country, and definitely, and across all age groups, genders, ethnic groups, et cetera. And COVID changed all that. But I'd like to remind everybody that COVID is temporary. A lot of people think, oh, it's here to stay. Well, it is here to stay, but it's going to we're going to change how we deal with it as we learn more and more and as we get better and better at managing it. And therefore, I think it's great that we are doing a lot of things that in some cases potentially will have some cost, but are not the same as just coming right out and doing a raise. And since we had to postpone the raises, I think this is a great way to show employees that we appreciate them, and we're trying to be as sensitive to a lot of the things that people face in their everyday lives, and again, not necessarily put a burden on our taxpayers doing so. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Do you need a motion from us?
A motion.
To full council, yes. All it right. has to be adopted by resolution.
I move that we send this to full council for adoption by resolution.
I'll second that.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And that is it. So, no other questions? Nope. Move to adjourn. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Megan, again.
Thanks, Megan.
That's beautiful.
Thank you for getting us all back on track on the timing of everything.